Ahead of the federal election April 28, the Morning Star is giving Vernon Lake Country Menasche residents a look at where the local candidates stand on important issues. Each of the candidates has been given an on-camera opportunity to speak about why they are running, what key concerns they are focused on, how, if elected, would they support the economy amid the tariffs, vote splitting, how they will advocate for the community, favorite parts of the riding, and a fun question about Okanagan Lake's Ogopogo. Candidates were also posed a few key questions, with answers published in the newspaper. 1. Several parties have announced tax cuts if elected. Please explain what is being proposed by your party, and how someone earning $40,000 or less would benefit compared to someone earning $130,000 or more annually. The NDP's plan is built to help everyday people, not the ultra-rich. Conservatives and liberals promise tax cuts that mostly benefit those already doing well. The NDP's tax plan is different. If you earn $40,000 or less, we'll raise the basic personal exemption, so more of what you earn is tax-free. We'll eliminate the GST from essentials like home heating, energy, internet, and telecom. And for those eligible, we'll double the Canada Disability Benefit and guarantee income supplements don't fall below a livable level. Someone earning $130,000 or more will benefit from the GST exemption too, but will finally pay their fair share in taxes. It's about fairness, making sure working people and seniors struggling with rising costs get the break they need, while billionaires and big corporations start paying what they owe. 2. Farmers are having difficulty accessing affordable inputs that are largely produced in the U.S., like fertilizer, and are fearful they will be unable to sell products south of the border at a profitable price. If elected, how would you advocate for farmers in our region who are being impacted by both sides of the trade war? Food security is national security. I'll fight for our farmers every day. New Democrats will protect supply management in trade deals, defend produce growers at the U.S. border, and diversify export markets so farmers aren't trapped by trade wars. We'll launch a pan-Canadian food strategy to strengthen local food systems and support sustainable agriculture right here at home. And we'll help young and new farmers access land and resources so farming stays viable for the next generation. This is about protecting family farms, strengthening rural economies, and ensuring Canadians can feed Canadians, no matter what happens in U.S. politics.